Good morning, good morning. We had the chance over the last couple of days to begin to get to know a mitzvah that we can put into practice, the mitzvah of Tfilas Kelim. Over the last couple of days, we had a chance to explore a little bit of when that mitzvah applies, the three basic conditions, some of the more unique and entertaining cases where it does or doesn't apply. So now, we're ready to talk about what you actually do. You've figured out on your own, or perhaps in consultation with your LQOR, with your local qualified Orthodox rabbi, you come to the conclusion that this kli or this box of kelim needs to go to the mikveh. What do you do? Let's break it down briefly into the prep that happens before and what you actually do at the mikveh. The prep that happens before, 3 points. Number one is where. You need to take it to a mikveh. What is a mikveh? Briefly, the Torah tells us in Parsha Shmini that there are two types of bodies of water you could take, in which you can do tevila, either a mikveh, gathered stationary rainwater, or a mayan, spring water. If you're in civilization near a Jewish community, yours or some other, there will be a well-constructed, well-organized mikveh, typically attached to the building that has the mikveh for people. There'll be a separate zone, outside or inside, that's a mikveh kelim set up. It's a little more shallow set up. The water is ready, tap water that's connected to an inner body of rainwater. You can tovel there. If you are camping, if you are on vacation, if you're in some more exotic location, the short version is maybe. Some bodies of water are kosher for tefillah, some are not. Some bodies of water are fed primarily by rainwater, some by spring water, some are moving, some are not. Sometimes it's even seasonal. So if you're outside of a Jewish community, you should ask before you dip. That's point number one of prep, is where. Point number two of prep is who. Who can take things to the mikveh? So anyone can do tefillas kelim, but at least one member of the team needs to be an observant man or woman above bar or bas mitzvah. You can have a whole team doing tefillas kelim together. But if you want to send your 11-year-old brother or sister off to the mikveh a week before Pesach, take care of tefillas kelim, that's great, but he or she needs supervision from someone over bar or bas mitzvah. And point of prep number three is, as we'll talk about in a moment, the actual surface of the kli needs to be fully in contact with the mikveh water. So if there are stickers attached, that could be a problem because they're going to get in between the mikveh water and the kli. So typically, stickers have to be removed. Usually, it's easier to do a good job at home than once you get to the mikveh. However, the sticker is called the chatzitza. Chatzitza is only a problem if either it covers most of the surface of the kli, unlikely, or it's something that you care about that you'd rather have off, which is usually the case. You don't plan to keep that sticker, that $2.99 or that $20.99 sticker on forever, so you got to take it off before you take it to the mikveh. If, however, going back to our snobbery of the day before, if you have a Tiffany glass dish, you actually would rather the sticker stay on long term, or if you have a frying pan and there's a sticker across the bottom and you don't really care if the sticker lasts there for the next 10 years or not. No one sees it. It doesn't matter. If you don't care whether the sticker stays on or not, and it covers less than 50% of the surface of the kli, you can leave it on. But if it covers most of the kli, or more likely, you do want it off, then you got to make sure it comes off before you take the mikveh. So the 3 points of prep are where, who, and removing the stickers. You get to the mikveh. So the act of tefillah, immersion, means that the entire body of the kli is going into the waters of the mikveh. And it needs to go all, let's say you have a big sort of awkward type of pan or dish, it all needs to be underneath at once. When you kasher before Pesach, a physical process, you can dip one side into that water, then the other. Tevila is a spiritual process, you need the entire item in the mikveh at once. So, okay, I got that. One problem. But I have to hold it somewhere, don't I? So that spot where my hand is not going to be under the mikveh. It's not going to be in contact with the mikveh water because of everything, else. So one solution is drop it in. Depends how deep the mikveh is and how fragile that glass is. Another solution is maybe put it in a basket, which doesn't always help. Because you put a lot of silverware into the basket, lots of things end up not really being in contact with the mikveh water. Usually the best solution is, yes, hold it with your hand. It says in Shulchan Aruch, if you have your hand already wet with mikveh water and you hold it loosely, not too tightly, then the little bit of water between your hands and the kli is connected to the rest of the mikvah, and you are good to go. Just make sure you don't put it in upside down. You have that beautiful bowl and you put it in upside down, you can have air bubbles stuck underneath, so you can hold it loosely with a mikvah water wet hand, hold it right side up, the water is all in contact with it, and you are good to go. And finally, right before you tovel, we've been talking a lot over the course of the summer, no doubt, in many shiurim, on the third parak of Rosh Hashanah, about the interplay of action and thought, of action and heart, of maisa and kavana. The Nodi Bihuda writes in a very famous and very spiritual tshuva, in Dar Yerodei Chelek Tzadi Dalad, about a gift that the rabbis of the Talmud gave us to enhance our kavana. That gift is the gift of saying a bracha before you do a mitzvah. You talk about the fact that God runs the entire world, cares about us, is interested in infusing each of us with Kedusha, specifically through the mitzvahs that he gave us. So that we say a bracha right before we do a mitzvah over Lasi Yasan, and that gets our, as the Ritva Nodi Behuda, right? It gets our minds and hearts in line, in sync, as we're about to do the action of the mitzvah. And that's something we do for Tevilas Kelim as well. Al Tevilas Kali, Al Tevilas Kelim. If you are, every once in a while you don't make a bracha, if you're not sure, you discussed it with your LQOR, it's not clear whether this needs a mikvah or not, you have your steel coffee burr grinder, not sure it needs the mikvah, so you'll do it without a bracha. But here's a solution. Let's say you're taking a stack of items to the mikvah. If you're doing the same mitzvah multiple times, you make one bracha and then do all the mitzvahs. So you have 10, 15 different pieces going to the mikvah. You show up, you're ready with the first one in to go, make the bracha, then the first one goes in, then all of them go in one by one afterwards. One bracha covers them all. And so, if some are certainly need mikvah and some don't, not so clear, sequence is key. Make your bracha first on something that definitely requires mikvah, then the bracha will cover everything. Have a magnificent and holy day.